This is Bill Messerly, the Executive Director for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you an update from Bishop Robert J. Brennan, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, regarding the priest convocation that is being held this week. At Bishop Brennan's request, he'll be giving a daily update to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio listeners. Welcome, Bishop Brennan.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill, and thanks to all your listeners for their interest and their prayers. I know that St. Gabriel Radio has been working with the Sarah Club, and people have committed themselves to particular hours of prayer, and I have to tell you that that's been a great source of confidence for all of us.
That is a beautiful thing. We had so many people sign up. I was encouraged as well. The priest began arriving on Monday and will be staying through Thursday. This has not been an easy task, getting everybody together, has it?
No, it has not. It involves sacrifice, and it involves sacrifice on the part of many of your listeners. As we had to adjust our mass schedule, we don't have the daily masses in all of our parishes. We have a couple of places, but we appreciate the fact that people understand that sacrifice so that we can be together to strengthen each other in the work and certainly to strengthen each other in prayer.
You're listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan as he gives us an update on the priest convocation this week. What are the goals for the priest convocation?
When I first arrived, the idea of a convocation was one of the things that many of the priests raised with me. I think they've had a history of them. They always found them enriching. But it had been some time, and people were looking for a chance for us as priests to be together. As you know, our priests serve in a variety of different places, so there's a large number of us right there in Franklin County, but some of our guys are really spread quite far apart. And so when we have an opportunity like this, we can see each other, encourage each other, learn from each other, and really try to inspire each other in the service of the gospel. So that would be my principal goal, that we can build up those bonds as priests, because I think if we can do that, we can also, during this time, strive to grow in holiness through our prayer. And then we bring that back. Hopefully, we bring it back with a renewed sense of apostolic zeal, that we bring it back with a sense of that joy of the gospel as we share what we've been doing together, the fruits of what we've been doing in our prayer at the local level. That's really the primary reason, and it's our being together to pray and to collaborate. The second reason is a practical one. We know that there are factors in the world right now that there are factors right in our own communities in terms of changing demographics, in terms of some areas of rapid growth in our diocese, and some areas where there are other changes where maybe population is contracting, getting a little bit smaller, where we have to reach people in new ways. So we have to collaborate to do that kind of strategic analysis to make sure that we're meeting people where they are and that we can bring the gospel to all the different parts of our diocese.
So maybe it sounds a little bit like a retreat part of the time, a family gathering part of the time, and maybe a strategic analysis.
The work session, yeah, exactly, exactly. So today was our first day. Yesterday we gathered. Yesterday was really more about prayer. We started off with prayer and dinner and fellowship. This morning was a pretty heavy work day. We had Mass just before noon. We prayed together at Mass. We started the day with morning prayer and evening prayer. We have a chapel available for individual prayer. But today we did a lot of statistical work. We had three sessions on three of the pillars of Catholic life here in Ohio. So we spoke about the priests. We had a session talking about our parishes and then a session talking about our schools. And each of those had important statistical information. We talked about the numbers of our priests, the age of our priests, the burdens and responsibilities that are put on our priests. We have some very generous, hardworking priests in this diocese. And so we went through some of the analysis of that data. And then we spoke about parishes, and we spoke about life in Central Ohio and some of the population trends. And also one of our chief concerns is attendance at Mass, the work of evangelization, the trends in terms of Mass attendance. So we want to talk about how we can strengthen that message of inviting people to full participation in the sacraments. One of the things that St. Gabriel's does is you talk a lot about that missionary zeal, all of us being missionaries. So how do we, as priests, sustain the missionaries who are out there attracting people? So all of that's part of what we're doing when we talk about parishes and similarly about schools. Well, we talked a lot about Catholic identity in our schools and the importance to be able to communicate the faith.
Well, I know that our parishes are growing in many of the places around the Diocese of Columbus. Any aha moments as you were discussing evangelization?
That's a good question. I don't know if I'd characterize them as aha moments in the sense that I think these are things we kind of knew. But when we look at it together, you look at it with fresh eyes. So at times, Bill, it can be overwhelming. One of the accidental occurrences of the timing of this is that, as you know, the readings for Mass last week and this week at the during the weekday Mass come to do with the prophets who were building up the people after the time of the Babylonian exile. And so yesterday and today we heard from the prophet Zechariah, who was communicating to people saying, I know you look at the situation in front of you and say, man, this looks impossible, but not with God. And so it's not so much the aha moment of this idea or that revelation. It's more that constant reminder that this is really God's work. And that the Lord, it may be using these moments that can at times seem discouraging, really to be invitations or calls to missionary zeal.
And you talked about a little bit the schedule for the day and incorporates prayer and fellowship. It sounds like that's a big part of the rejuvenation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It has to be centered around prayer. Again, this is God's work, so we need to do that. And fellowship is connected to prayer. It's when we're praying together, and even in some of the lighter moments, when it was great being among the priests last evening. For example, we had a nice, gentle meal, a comfortable meal, and then the fellows just stood around and sat around in different places here. We're up at Mame Bay at the state park up there. And so there's a beautiful setting. And it's great to see the priests enjoying one another. We really have some really good priests, wonderful priests. And it's good to see how the priests here encourage one another.
Mm. Is there any other updates you'd like to give our radio listeners, Bishop Brennan?
Really, just at this point, to ask for those continued prayers. Tomorrow we'll be talking about some more practical matters. Tonight, you know, the new rector of the Josephinum will be installed. I will not be there, but we'll be praying for him. And he'll be coming up here tomorrow after he's installed, really to give us a little bit of a report on the seminary and his new ideas and we'll talk a little bit about vocations. So my biggest update right now is to greet the people of the diocese, to greet the listeners of St. Gabriel Radio, let you know that we're thinking of you, praying for you, and we really appreciate your prayers, asking those continued prayers.
Well, Bishop Brennan, we are praying for you, and I invite all of our listeners to intentionally pray for your priest and our bishop, Bishop Robert J. Brennan, as they partake in the Columbus Diocese Priest Convocation. We look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, and be assured that we will be praying for a renewal of faith in our diocese in a way that will surprise all of us. May God bless you. Would you like to lead us with a blessing?
I will. We put all things into the hands of God who loves us. We ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, all the saints, especially today, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, And through the intercession of all of Mary and all the saints, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And now we rejoin St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's regularly scheduled programming already in progress.